Do you as a blind person have a project idea or an ambition to smash other people's preconceived ideas of blindness? Well, if so, then don't miss your opportunity to get your ideas in for the 2022 Holman Prize for Blind Ambition, which has just opened with the deadline for applications on the 20th of March 2022. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio all the way from San Francisco by Lee Kumutat, Vice President of Communications, Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired San Francisco, to tell me more about the 2022 Holman Prize for Blind Ambition. Hello, Lee, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. It's lovely to speak with you.
And you too. I've obviously heard quite a bit about the Holman Prize over the years. And of course, James Holman was an amazing blind explorer. Lee, could you maybe tell me a bit more about his life and how the Holman Prize for Blind Ambition came about?
He was the most prolific traveller of anybody, blind or sighted, in the 18th and 19th centuries. He was amazingly intrepid. He lost his vision at the age of 25, and he just decided that it wasn't going to affect him, that he wanted to travel, and that's what he did. And he went to so many places around the world, and he didn't stay on the beaten track. In fact, he seemed to want to get off the beaten track as much as possible. And that sort of encapsulates the idea of the Holman Prize for Blind Ambition, which is now in its sixth year. And the idea is that we want people to think outside of the box and to come up with really daring, risky ideas that maybe they think, nah, this is too hard, and submit them to us. And if your idea is successful, the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired awards up to $25,000 for each individual to bring their idea to fruition and to reality. And this year we're really pleased to have Waymo sponsoring the Holman Prize for Blind Ambition for a second year. So that is really cool.
And how do people apply, and what sort of things are you looking for? Because as I think, it is quite easy to apply, because all you need to do is upload a 90-second YouTube video and fill in a form. But maybe thinking of an idea might be a little bit harder.
I think that is obviously the hardest part. I think certainly at this level of the organisation where we're just looking for initial applications, I think coming up with an idea, but I want to say to people that there is no idea too daring or out there that we wouldn't consider. And also, you don't have to be, you know, Steven Spielberg to produce your 90-second video. It can be just you being super passionate about your idea because you think it is the best idea in the world. And sometimes that's all that's needed. And just, Toby, a little bit about the prize winners from last year, and that might give people a bit of an idea of the kinds of things that people submit. So our three winners last year, one was actually from the United Kingdom. Her name is Maud Rowell. And she has decided that her Holman objective will be to travel around Japan on her own and basically document her travels. And she was actually inspired by James Holman, will be going off the beaten track and staying in all sorts of very interesting places. You can see her video pitch if you go to the Holman Prize website, and I'll give that address out in a moment. And Robert Malunda from Zimbabwe, he was focused more on, you know, doing good for others in a way. So he had a really good experience in Zimbabwe when he was growing up as a blind man. He was lucky enough to have access to orientation and mobility skills and access technology skills. And he wants to be able to share those skills with other blind people in Zimbabwe. And that is what he's doing at the moment. Oh, and the last but not least, I have to say, is Aaron Cannon, who is developing a website with a whole bunch of modules designed to help teach people who are blind or have low vision mathematics. So you can see there's a real range of ideas out there. And some people think, well, I'm so lucky, like Robert Malunda, that I need to pass my skills and my luck on to other people. And that is an absolutely worthy thing to do. But we also want to see pure, selfish, self-involved ambition. We want to know what you want to do. And, you know, if even if you think, well, you know, that sounds like it's all about me. Yes, it is all about you. The point of those kind of self-discovery type ambitions that we get is that we are looking for sort of a curve of learning, you know, something that you don't know how to do and you're dying to learn how to do. And then at the end of it, you've got something to show for it. So, yeah, we're looking for people to kind of be on, I hate saying this, Toby, a journey. It's very Californian of me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Let's say a trajectory. That's a better word, you know, of self-discovery.
And what sort of impact has the prize had on sort of past winners and also, I suppose, the perception of the general public to blind and partially sighted people?
That's a really interesting question. I think that one thing that we, and I'm going to be super selfish about this now, that we've developed is this kind of whole community of people around the Holman Prize. You know, we've now got a cohort of 15 winners. Each time we judge a Holman Prize, there is 14 or 15 judges who perhaps don't know each other. So we've got this sort of community around it. Most people who have completed a Holman Prize have something to show for it. So whether that be a website or a documentary, films, Mona Minkara, who some of your listeners may know, who was our, I think she was 2019 Holman Prize winner. She documented traveling around five cities around the world and basically doing a self audit of their transportation systems, their public transport systems. I mean, that has just been amazing. I think that has done a lot to kind of present the issues around public transportation for people who are blind and partially sighted, for people to kind of see, you know, what works and what doesn't work.
So, Lee, if people would like to find out more about the 2022 Holman Prize for Blind Ambition and submit their YouTube videos and get their applications in about their ideas, where can they go to find out more and submit their applications?
The web address is holman.lighthouse-sf, sanfrancisco.org, or you can also just Google the Holman Prize for Blind Ambition or just Holman Prize, and that will take you to the front page of the Holman Prize webpage. And there you'll find some conditions and things to read and just to make sure that this is exactly what you want to do. And then you'll find the apply link, which opens up a form which has about 16 questions. And there you can put the link to your YouTube video and submit, and there it's in.